Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you are the Son of God, that you are the Messiah, come in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. You died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. I now confess all my sins and repent. I now ask you to forgive me and cleanse me in your blood. I believe that your blood cleanses me now from all sin. Thank you for redeeming me, cleansing me, justifying me, and sanctifying me in your blood. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship and praise before you. I cover myself with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as my protection. I surrender myself completely and unreservedly in every area of my life to you. I take a stand against all the workings of Satan that would hinder me in my prayer life. I address myself only to the true and living God and refuse any involvement of Satan in my prayer. Satan, I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to leave my presence with all your demons. I bring the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ between us. I resist all the endeavors of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob me of the will of God. I choose to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. I pull down the strongholds of Satan in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I place the blood of Jesus on our doorpost. I draw the bloodline of Jesus around our possessions and property. And I sprinkle, throw, place, and pour the blood of Jesus upon myself and family and friends and members of the End Time Delivery Center. In the name of Jesus, I now renounce, break, free, and loose myself, family, and friends from all psychic heredity, demonic hold, psychic powers, and bondages of physical and mental illness, and curses upon us back to Adam and Eve on both sides of our families, and for our future happy marriages, families, descendants, and ministries. As a result of sins, transgressions, iniquities, occult, and psychic involvement of myself, my parents, and any other ancestors of mine, or my spouse, any and all ex-spouses, or their parents, or any of their ancestors. In the name of Jesus, I break all curses on both sides of our families, back to Adam and Eve, and for our future happy marriages, family, descendants, and ministers. For myself, family, and friends, I destroy every legal hold, ground, and right that demons have to work in our lives. I bind and cast out all connected, related, and resulting demons. In the name of Jesus, I forbid and prohibit for myself, family, and friends all satanic and demonic activity in our lives, all harming and hurting, all lying and deceiving, all manifesting and influencing, all transference of evil spirits, and all thought, communication, advice, control, power, and strength between the demons in us with each other, between the demons in us with those demons in the heavenlies, and between the demons in us with those demons in other people. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now rebuke, break, loose myself and my family from any and all evil curses, fetishes, charms, messes, hexes, spells, every gift, all psychic powers, sorcery, bewitchment, enchantment, witchcraft, love poetry, and psychic prayers which have been put upon us back to Adam and Eve on both sides of the family. I break, rebuke, and loose myself from any connected or related rumors, from any person or persons or any occult or psychic sources. I ask you, Father, to return them to the senders in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break all bondages over all conscious and unconscious minds and subconscious minds. I send out God's angels and command that all portions of our souls that have been removed by witchcraft, communism, Masonry, Catholicism, false religions, rock music, drugs, and other means be restored to us. I command the demons to be bound and cast out. I ask you, Father, to send angels to uncoil, untangle, dig out, break, cut, sever, cast off, and remove all demons and demonic roots, fetters, bands, ties, bonds, coils, tangles, serpents, cords, metals, wires, hairs, and webs in Jesus' name. For myself, family, and friends, and the End Time Delivery Center, and the authority of Jesus Christ, I break all curses, bind Satan and rulers, strong men, doorkeepers, and all the evil spirits of, over, in, and working through our entire lives and beings, our bodies, souls, spirits, jobs, homes, schools, churches, properties, possessions, finances, businesses, each president, owner, board of directors, employer, employee, treasurer, customer, and the finances of these businesses. In the name of Jesus, I break all curses, bind, and cast Satan spirits out of each category just named, and especially from our spirits, all hindrances to spiritual growth, our bodies, infirmities, sicknesses, weaknesses, deformities, and our souls, minds, intellect, intelligence, and our wills, emotions, and feelings. In the name of Jesus, I cut Satan, his demons, and curses loose from me, my family, and friends. I command you, Satan, your foul and evil spirits and curses to loose me, my family, and friends, and all things you have stolen from us, happy marriages, families, ministries. I command you to stop robbing us of our blessings and preventing God's perfect will for our lives. I refuse to allow you to steal anything else from me, my family, and friends, or anyone from the end time delivery channel. I command you to loose all natural resources, land, animals, money, the finances of people who owe us money, and all the things you have stolen from us that are ours through the blessings of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to send your angels to bring these things back to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the rulers, the strong men, doorkeepers, and all connected, related, and resulting demons of witchcraft, Satan worship, human and animal sacrifice, black magic, witchcraft control, mind occult, and the occult of, over, in, and working in and through the world, U.S., each state, county, city, township, suburb, street, neighborhood, block, home, and church, and all deliverance ministries. I loose in the name of Jesus upon and into all of Satan's children, partaking of and planning these wicked and evil practices, the spirits of confusion, forgetfulness, destruction, also the spirits of salvation, adoption as children of God, and deliverance. I ask you, Father, to put a special covering of angels over each ceremony, covering, witch, and warlock, so that no curse or demon can emerge or be sent. In the name of Jesus, I return to the senders all curses and demons that they have already or will attempt to send out. I send them back 7 times, and I bind them with the blood of Jesus. Father, I ask you to send special angels to protect, hide, and put a hedge around all your children who are in the deliverance ministry, and all people and animals that will be sought after to be sacrificed or to be cursed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, break free, and loose myself and family from all false religions, especially Roman Catholicism. I bind and cast out all connected and related spirits. Father, I renounce unbelief, doubt, lies, and fear. I ask forgiveness from these and bind and cast them out of us. I ask you to replace them with truth, faith, trust, and confidence in you, and help us to have contentment, peace, and rest in you. In the name of Jesus, I loose upon Satan, his headquarters, strongholds, orders, plans, curses, and demons, the curses of the Midianites, Ammonites, Moabites, and Edomites, panic, frustration, havoc, confusion, pandemonium, chaos, disasters, destruction upon each other, the harness of the Lord, the wrath, hatred, anger, terror, fear, and fear of God, the burning judgment and warning angels, spirits, and the word of God to prevent Satan's orders from being done, to bring about God's perfect will. We bind and cast out the demons in us and replace them with the spirits of God and his word, especially that the demonic strong and rulers in us and our quickness will be replaced with agape love, and that demonic doorkeepers be replaced with joy, and that we have peace and abundance. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I loose into myself and family the angels of God to fight our battles in the heavenly. Guard us totally and completely from Satan and all his hosts, and stop us from believing and agreeing with lies. We bind all deception within us, prevent any more from getting through to us, minister to our needs. I lose perfect, agape, true, pure love, the love of God, and our love for each other, power, and sound mind and self-control upon the minds and all deceiving spirits. I lose knowledge, revelation, and understanding, wisdom, truth, diligent searching, freedom, deliverance. Upon all marriages and families destroying spirits, I lose God's strongly protecting angels. Upon rejection, I lose the love of the brethren, acceptance in the beloved, the acceptance of God, and the approval of men, adoption of children, and of God. upon all Ahab and Jezebel's spirit, I loose spirits of Elijah, the hounds of hell. I also loose upon us aggressiveness, perseverance, steadfastness, boldness, zealousness, willingness, readiness, service, fairness, honesty, obedience, intent of mind, ingeniousness, inventiveness, creativity, maturity, purity, holiness, righteousness, guilelessness, a new spirit, good, right, excellent, praise, thankfulness, worship, singing, prayer, quiet, constrained, contrite, broken, judgment, repentance, conviction, and all the fruits, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and patience, gentleness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and humility, temperance, self-control, and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, knowledge, faith, healings, miracles, prophecy, discernment of spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. We ask this to help us become more like Jesus and prepare us for our marriages, families, and ministries. We lose each person's angels, grace, mercy, supplication, life, health, healing, restoration, well-being, and life-giving spirits, counsel and skill to rule, might, and strength, fear of the reverence for the Lord, seven spirits of God, quickening, success, victory, profit, prosperity, abundance, plenty, sound economy, good weather, and salvation. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, and I ask you to send angels to gather and restore my soul to its rightful place in me. With the full power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask for you to send your angels to unearth and break all earthen vessels, bonds, bands, and bindings that have been put upon my soul willingly or unawares. I ask you to have them free my soul from all bondages by whatever means required, and I agree and say, Father, that the power of the Lord Jesus Christ is all-powerful and effective to do this. Now, Father, I ask that you send your angels to gather and restore to its proper place all the pieces of my soul, fragmented mind, will, and emotions, and bring them into proper and original positions perfectly as you placed them when you formed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. By the authority of Jesus Christ, I break and cast out and return to the sender the power of all curses upon my head and curses upon my soul. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus Christ, you foul being spirit. You have no legal right or grounds to reside in this body. Jesus Christ obtained an order of redemption 2,000 years ago at Calvary. The order is written in his blood and signed by the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask my Father in heaven by his Son Jesus Christ to send angelic seraphs to execute this order of eviction. You have vacated God's property now or be forcibly removed. This is the only warning you will receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command Satan's leaders to fight against and destroy each other. Specifically, we command all marriage and family hindering, delaying, preventing, destroying, and working demons to attack spirits of Ahab and Jezebel. We command the spirits of power and control to attack the spirits of pornography and eros, the spirits of violence and torture to attack the spirits of mean subjection, degradation, and sedition. Loose the spirits of riches and wealth by greed to attack the spirits of lust for one world rulership, currency, and total control of the world system. The spirits of anti-capitalism, rebellion against free enterprise, striking work stoppage to attack the spirits of poverty, hatred for believers, anti-Americanism, and human bondage, but the spirits of war between the nations, destruction, hatred, and anger attack the spirits of political and spiritual blindness, rage, mockery, vengeance, evil political science, and influence, Illuminati and communism, but the spirits of Antichrist, 666, and false religions attack the spirits of Roman Catholicism and Masonry, the spirits of infirmity, sickness, weakness, deformities, and accidents. Let them attack the spirits of alcohol, drugs, nicotine, bad nutrition, and abortion. Let them destroy the spirits of mind control and darkness and attack the spirits of Leviathan and pride. Father, we ask you to loose burning judgment and destruction upon all disobedient and reluctant spirits that fail to follow these commands in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, break, and loose myself from all demonic subjection to my mother, father, grandparents, or any other human being, living or dead, who has dominated me in any way contrary to the will of God. I thank you, Lord, for setting me free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, break, and loose myself and my children from all psychic powers, bondages, or bonds of physical or mental illness upon me or my family line as a result of my parents or any other ancestors or relatives. I thank you, Lord, for setting me free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now rebuke, break, and loose myself and my children from any and all curses, charms, vexes, hexes, spells, jinxes, psychic powers, bewitchments, witchcraft, and sorcery, which have been put upon me or any family line from any person or from any occult or psychic source, and I renounce all connected and related spirits and command them to leave me. I thank you, Lord, for setting me free. I come to you, Lord Jesus, as my deliverer. You know all my problems, all the things that bind, torment, defile, and harass me. I now loose myself from every dark spirit, every evil influence, every satanic bondage, and from every spirit in me which is not a spirit of God. And I command all such spirits to leave me now in the name of Jesus Christ. I confess that my body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, Satan has no place in me, no more power over me, because of the blood of Jesus. To the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. To the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me continually from all sin. To the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. I am sanctified, made holy, and set apart to God. Father, I break and renounce all evil soul ties that I have ever had, or may have had, with lodgers, adulterers, close friends, husbands, wives, engagements, cults, binding agreements between buddies, families. I renounce these evil soul ties, break them, and declare them destroyed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the authority you have given us, we now bind the strong man over all evil spirit powers working in and through the following: the Illuminati, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, Council of Foreign Relations, Federal Reserve System, Internal Revenue Service, United Nations, Socialism, Humanism, Liberalism, Communism, Atheism, the Kremlin, Tutu, Church of Wicca, all Satanist churches, the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, Babylon, the Pope, beast and false prophet, Antichrist, hospitals, prisons, one world government, International Monetary Fund, witchcraft and zodiac powers, World Council of Churches, Body of Christ, all true churches, all believers, Israel and Jerusalem. And we break all the curses, vexes, hexes, and spells over these people, places, institutions in the name of Jesus Christ. The President, Vice President, the Cabinet, all Senators and Representatives, Supreme Court, all Federal Judges, Family, Business, the Pentagon, State Department, all the States, Governors, State Legislators, Counties, Cities, Home and Possessions. We bind all these evil spirit powers and loose the spirits of burning, destruction, judgment, and confusion on them, and loose warrior angels to attack and destroy them. We loose the ministry spirits of God on our loved ones, friends, country, business. We loose the spirits of adoption, grace, supplication, truth, peace, love, joy, sound mind, praise, worship, prayer, holiness, obedience, grace, mercy, conviction, repentance, deliverance, and the seven spirits of God, wisdom, counsel, might, knowledge, understanding, fear of the Lord, spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Father, and praise you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. I break the bondage of Satan over the aware and unaware mind. Command all bounds of serpents, chains, cords, metal to be cast off, cut off, and removed in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. I call for the Father to send angels with swords to do this. In Jesus' name. Satan, I put you and your demons on notice that I do now renounce any and all legal holds or grounds which spirits of mind control may have on me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce every contact with mind control which I know about, and also those I do not know about. Specifically, I renounce any mind control holds or evil soul ties on me from the following people: family members, past or present friends, acquaintances, doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists, psychics, religious leaders, preachers. I also renounce any and all mind-controlled manipulations which I may have exercised knowingly or unknowingly toward family members, children, past and present friends, and acquaintances. I do now renounce any and all mind-control holds or ties from any groups or organizations, occult, witchcraft, transcendental meditation, karate, yoga, groups, cults, or churches, teaching false doctrines, and individual musicians or groups. I claim my freedom from all these things in the name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because of his resurrection victory over all the power of the enemy. To the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. To the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, is cleansing me now from all sin. To the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I had never sinned. To the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart for God. My body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, sanctified by the blood of Jesus. I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, body, soul, and spirit. His blood protects me from all evil. Because of the blood of Jesus, Satan has no more power over me, no more place in me. I renounce him and his hosts completely and declare them to be my enemy. Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. I am a believer, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I exercise my authority and expel all evil spirits. I command them to leave me now, according to the word of God, and in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship and praise before you. I cover myself with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as my protection. I surrender myself completely and unreservedly in every area of my life to you. I take a stand against all the workings of Satan that would hinder me in my prayer life. I address myself only to the true and living God and refuse any involvement of Satan in my prayer. Satan, I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to leave my presence with all your demons. I bring the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ between us. Heavenly Father, I worship you and give you praise. I recognize that you are worthy to receive all glory and honor and praise. I renew my allegiance to you and pray that the blessed Holy Spirit would enable me in this time of prayer. I am thankful, Heavenly Father, that you have loved me from past eternity and that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world to die as my substitute. I am thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ came as my representative and that through him you have completely forgiven me. You have adopted me into your family. You have assumed all responsibility for me. You have given me eternal life. You have given me the perfect righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, so I am now justified. I am thankful that in him you have made me complete and that you have offered yourself to me to be my daily help and strength. Heavenly Father, open my eyes that I might see how great you are and how complete your provision is for this day. I am thankful that the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ won for me on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to me that I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavens. I take my place with him in the heavenlies and recognize by faith that all wicked spirits and Satan himself are under my feet. I declare, therefore, that Satan and his wicked spirits are subject to me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am thankful for the armor you have provided. I put on the girdle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace, and the helmet of salvation. I lift up the shield of faith against all the fiery darts of the enemy, and I take in my hand the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. I choose to use your Word against all the forces of evil in my life. I put on this armor and live and pray in complete dependence upon you, blessed Holy Spirit. I am grateful, Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ spoiled all principalities and powers and made a show of them openly and triumphed over them in himself. I claim all the victory for my life today. I reject all the insinuations and accusations and the temptations of faith. I affirm that the Word of God is true and I choose to live today in the light of God's Word. I choose, Heavenly Father, to live in obedience to you and in fellowship with yourself. Open my eyes and show me the areas of my life that do not please you. Work in me to cleanse me from all ground that would give Satan a foothold against me. I do in every way stand into all that it means to be your adopted child, and I welcome all the ministry of the Holy Spirit. By faith and in dependence upon you, I put off the fleshly works of the old man and stand into all the victory of the crucifixion where the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing from the old nature. I put on the new man and stand into all the victory of the resurrection and the provision he has made for me to live above sin. Therefore, today I put off all forms of selfishness and put on the new nature with its love. I put off all forms of fear and put on the new nature with its courage. I put off all the forms of weakness and put on the new nature with its strength. I put off all forms of lust and put on the new nature with its righteousness, purity, and honesty. And I'm trusting you to show me how to make this practical in my daily life. In every way, I stand into the victory of the ascension and glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby all the principalities and powers were made subject to him. I claim my place in Christ as victorious with him over all the enemies of my soul. Blessed Holy Spirit, I pray that you would fill me. Come into my life, break down every idol, and cast out every foe. I am thankful, Heavenly Father, for the expression of your will for my daily life as you have shown me in your word. I therefore claim all the will of God from today. I am thankful that you have blessed me with your spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am thankful that you have begotten me unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I am thankful that you have made a provision so that today I can be live filled with the Holy Spirit of God, with love and joy and peace, the long-suffering, gentleness and goodness, with the meekness, faithfulness, and self-control in my life. I recognize that this is your will for me, and I therefore reject and resist all the endeavors of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob me of the will of God. I refuse in this day to believe my feelings, and I hold up the seal of faith against all the accusation and distortion and insinuation that Satan would put into my mind. I claim the fullness of the will of God for my life today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I completely surrender myself to you, Heavenly Father, as a living sacrifice. I choose not to be conformed to this world. I choose to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, and I pray that you would show me your will and enable me to walk in the fullness of your will today. I am thankful, Heavenly Father, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, to the casting down of imaginations of every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and to bring every thought into obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, in my own life today, I tear down the strongholds of Satan and smash the plans of Satan that have been formed against me. I tear down the strongholds of Satan against my mind, and I surrender my mind to you, blessed Holy Spirit. I affirm, Heavenly Father, that you have not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I break and smash the strongholds of Satan formed against my emotions today, and I give my emotions to you. I smash the strongholds of Satan formed against my will today. I give my will to you and choose to make the right decisions of faith. I smash the strongholds of Satan formed against my body today. I give my body to you, recognizing that I am your temple. I rejoice in your mercy and goodness. Heavenly Father, I pray that now and through this day you would strengthen and enlighten me. Show me the way Satan is hindering and tempting and lying and distorting the truth in my life. Enable me to be the kind of person that would please you. Enable me to be aggressive in prayer and faith. Enable me to be aggressive mentally, to think about and practice your word, and to give you your rightful place in my life. Again, I cover myself with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and pray that you, blessed Holy Spirit, would bring all the work of the crucifixion, all the work of the resurrection, all the work of the glorification, all the work of Pentecost into my life today. I surrender myself to you. I refuse to be discouraged. You are the God of all hope. You have proven your power by resurrecting Jesus Christ from the dead, and I claim in every way this victory over all satanic forces in my life. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with thanksgiving. Amen. In Jesus' name, I exhort that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all
godliness, and honesty. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and confess that the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon the End Time Deliverance Center and stand. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge. We pray that as your Spirit rests upon Stan, it will make him of quick understanding, because you, Lord, have anointed and qualified him to preach the gospel to the meek, the poor, the wealthy, the afflicted. You have sent Stan to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the eyes and of the prison for those who are bound. Stan shall be called the priest of the Lord. People will speak of him as minister of God, and he shall eat the wealth of the nations, and the glory shall be the Lord's. We pray and believe that no weapon which is formed against Stan shall prosper, and that any tongue that rises against him in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong. We pray that you prosper Stan abundantly, Lord, spiritually, physically, and financially.